Spilt Milk. LXG Radio.
Yo, welcome to the Spilt Milk Podcast. I am IR Him. Before we start, I want to actually thank everybody that donated to us and for all the support that we've been getting. We've been doing this strictly for you guys. But again, let's go ahead and get it started. Who's with me today?
Yo, it's your boy Abu in the house. What's cracking?
Welcome back, welcome back. It's your boy AI.
And the chosen one, FB.
What up, man? It's your boy Hamza, aka I am Hizza. What up, I'm here.
Yo, man. Yo, welcome, Hizza. Welcome to the show. You know what I'm saying? It's one of my brothers out here with me. So we got a little scenario for you guys today. So one question that I have is so let's just say, for example, you have a brother or a sister, whatever the case, who may they be, and they are interested in getting married, right?
Okay.
And I'm guessing, or I'm assuming that all of us at some point would like to get married.
Most definitely.
To some extent,
some of us are already married, bro.
And some of us don't want to get married.
Yeah, that's cool. But we're going to talk about this is for the people that are interested in getting married or whatever the case is, right? Is it taboo, do you feel, that in the community right now in general, that if you are interested in getting married, right, to have that information publicized to some extent? Let that sink in for a second. And this is the scenario that I'm going to give you guys, right? So one of the homies was at a kickback, right? Just bulling it, kicking it, whatever the case is. And this girl that he knows approached them. They make small talk. They break the ice, whatever the case is. And she says, yo, I have a sister who wants to get married. Do you know any good brothers? We're going to freeze the scene here.
Yeah.
That moment, right? Is that moment awkward, yes or no?
Yes. Yeah. It's awkward if you do not know any good brothers.
If you don't know any good brothers, what? Okay, that's cool. But
that's actually a good point.
If you don't know any good brothers and you say, I don't know any good brothers, is it awkward? Still?
Yeah, but I feel that's a safe answer because you don't know the girl like that.
No, okay, so wait. So if you know...
If you know the girl personally... No. Then you... I'll be like, yeah, I know a couple of good brothers.
If you have good brothers, is it awkward for you to say, yeah, I do?
And if you have good brothers, of course you want them to eventually get
married.
That's
not the question I'm asking you, cuz. Is if you have good brothers...
Okay.
And Shorty approached you about her sister...
Okay.
Right? Is that moment awkward?
No.
Okay.
I don't think it's awkward. I feel like it should be... I think it's a deep question just off of small talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, question should come up from the person that is actually trying to get married. You could be like, hey, do you know any brothers that are trying to pursue a relationship or are out here looking for a relationship, maybe? But asking somebody, do you know any brothers trying to get married? Like, that's kind of... Or I got a girl... who's trying to get married, that's too forward, I think.
So to you, it is awkward?
I would say it's kind of awkward, yeah.
I don't know. To me, I don't think it's awkward. I think it takes guts to be able to actually speak up and say, yo, my sister's trying to get married. There's a lot of women out there. There's a lot of good women out there that need to get married.
Facts.
The question is, there's so many dependencies, though. Like, if I know the person really well, if I know her sister... and let's say if I know her sister and her sister's not the wifey type, or she's not really popular, I'll be like, I got no brothers. You feel me?
So you
cool. Hell yeah, I'm gonna shout out, bro. I'm gonna look out for my brothers. You feel me?
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? No. So the question is, though, is that moment right awkward?
No, not to me.
I don't think the question is, is it awkward? I think the thing is there a stigma on the girl asking the question for, yo, I'm looking to get married? That's what we're asking, right?
That's exactly what I'm asking. Yes.
And that's what I think the huge, huge, huge problem lies, bro, because like that girl, she's whoever she is, it could be anybody, girl or guy, right?
But anybody. Yep.
It could be anybody, right? So on either side. But the stigma is, yo, hey, you're like, yo, bro, I'm looking to get married. Do you know any sisters? You feel me? So that's the issue. And I think that's what we need to figure out right now or just talk about.
What do you think?
I think that's a huge, there's a huge stigma on that, but I think it's not a negative. It shouldn't be a negative for the girl to be like, hey, yo, I'm looking. Or the guy asking, hey, yo, I'm looking. The question, that vulnerable position that person in it, it is vulnerable. I don't think it's awkward. I think it's vulnerable. That's what I would say.
I think it's a matter of pride too. A matter of pride. Because when you out there asking like, yo, who's out there that's like this? Like my man H said, you're making yourself vulnerable. You're showing your other side of you. So it's like you showing us, taking a sense of pride. You know what I'm saying? Or a hit of pride, or whatever you might
take. Yeah, hit of pride.
You know what I'm saying? So when you're like, yo, who's out there? Who can I hit up? Reaching, you know what I'm saying? Reaching and looking, you're going to be seen as, quote unquote, nowadays as thirsty.
Or desperate.
Yeah, desperate. You know what I'm saying? It's nuts.
You need that Aquafina.
You know what's funny though? Let me just jump in real quick. The fact that I think it's more desperate. And I think it's desperate or like that look of desperate and thirsty is more on the girl side than the guy side, which is messed up.
See, I completely disagree with that, right?
Okay, go ahead.
And the reason being is this, right? So I think the whole notion of the taboo-ness that we discussed, the awkwardness that, you know what I'm saying? That energy is created because of the society that we live in today by a lot of niggas being creeps, right? So let me touch on that, right?
So
I think the stigma generally is that if a guy is looking, right? Okay. He's genuinely looking for somebody to marry, and he has to use other means other than family, he's kind of a weirdo.
Put him where he ain't got no game.
No. Basically, my man, you know what I'm saying? My man, like, yo, he ain't got no drip. Like, he ain't got the sauce. Like, you know what I mean? But that's the stigma. Is it true? I don't think so, right? Because I have a lot of friends who are genuinely good brothers that just don't have a circle of friends. Right, they don't have a circle. They don't have a circle of friends. They're not out there. They don't really go. They go to work. They go home. They handle their business. They with their family.
Social,
and they don't have. They're social people. They just don't have the social exposure.
Social media.
No social medias whatsoever. They just don't have the exposure. They're just like, they don't see it as a valuable means of, you know.
They got no game,
right? That doesn't mean they don't have no game. It's just that they're in a small pool.
Right?
They're not out there. They're just not out there, right? And that's not a bad thing either. But the stigma is that because of those guys or whatever the case is, and yada yada yada, it comes off a little creepy. And plus, women get approached especially if it's like,
women do get approached, right?
They get approached a gazillion million times, and then it's just like, yo, like I'm being approached, you know, indirectly by, you know, it's kind of, I don't know.
That's true. I see where you're coming from. But why does it have to be like, why do you gotta ask somebody, hey, I'm trying to get married? That's too deep of a question. Why not just go about it like you're just
talking or what?
Yeah, just start talking, you know, getting to know somebody. Once you tell somebody, hey, I'm trying to get married, that's like, damn, it's too early, it's too deep. I don't even know you, but you should try to get to know the person. And I feel like that the people that are not on social media are probably not meeting as much people. You know, people that are not out here are not meeting as much people. So it's probably a lot harder for them to
find somebody
and meet different people. But asking somebody or getting a conversation started by saying, I'm trying to get married, I don't think you should go about it that way. I think you should just go about things by actively trying to get to know people. And if you find a person interesting and you align with this person, then yeah, ask those type of questions. But early on, that just
too deep. So you disagree with the fact that somebody should not say, I'm looking to get married?
I don't disagree with it, but I wouldn't go about things that way. It's like,
if that you means do, you disagree,
so, yeah, so no, so you agree with the fact
that's their style.
Okay, but do you think there's
AI, dog. If you try to be politically correct one more time, my G, you know what I'm saying?
I disagree.
There you go. Yeah, okay. But listen, explain. So you're saying right now that if you, the fact is, somebody says, yo, like you would never be like, yo, I'm looking to get married. You would never say that.
I wouldn't say that to a girl. I wouldn't say that to one of my homegirls that I'm asking her, hey, I'm trying to get married.
What's up?
What's up? Like, I wouldn't do that. I might tell that to somebody.
Okay, why not?
Because who asked that type of question? Like, how do you ask the question, I'm trying to get married? Like, is she supposed to give you a lineup of girls? Like, how does that work?
No, I think, I don't know. To me, it takes a big man to come up and approach you to say, hey, there's a need, right? I'm always a fan of equality, and I always thought about, like, I'm as valuable as women are, a man, and if she pulled up on me or I pulled up on her, it's the same. I looked at it the same way.
Okay.
And if I pull up at a girl, like at a girl that I know as a friend, and I know she has sisters, I'm saying, yo, sister, I think, do you have any girls out there that, you know, they're trying to get married? I don't mind that. I think that's actually ballsy. Yeah.
Would you say, I'm trying to get married?
But this is the thing, though. I don't like to, like, pressure things. I think about, I appreciate destiny. You feel me?
Okay.
And to me, it's like, if I run into that person in my life, then it's meant to happen. If I don't run to them, then it's not meant to happen.
See, that's exactly what I'm saying. Like,
see, I'm coming at a completely different mentality. I believe when you say, I'm out here trying to get married, you in a way take out a lot of the bullshit. When you let people know from the get-go, I'm here to get married, you eliminate people that aren't trying to get married and wasting time from you. So when you let a shorty know, like, yo, I'm trying to get married, and I'm in the pursuit of that, and that is my goal. If a shorty's not with that, then there's no time for you to waste with her, and she's gonna let you know immediately, or you're gonna tell from the vibe. So when you out there, you know what I'm saying, putting your name out there that you want to get married, trust me, you're gonna get a lot of love back, because there are people looking. It just like my man Fuad said, it's just a matter of being, you know what I'm saying, holding your nuts up and being a big man and saying, like, y'all want to get married.
So again, looking to get married doesn't mean that you're gonna marry the first person that you talk to.
Of course,
right? You're still gonna have to filter them out, make sure that make sure they got all their fingers and toes and all that. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
So, like, I just want to kind of like make that as the baseline to this conversation.
All right, bet.
So,
but I don't think you'll talk to somebody, like, to me first, for example, I think I'm not going to come into a person and say, oh, I'm really interested in getting married without actually knowing them. You feel me? Like, I got to know them to a certain level of, like, yo, you're either a friend or, you know, some type of interest that we share or some type of communication. Yeah. And that's a lot what my, you know, AI was saying is, you know, having some common understanding and saying, this person has something in them that I appreciate. Then I'm going to pull up. So then I'm going to be honest.
Okay, look, this is the funny part of this discussion, though, bro, is because y'all saying this, right? But then there's a stigma. They don't want to say, the guys here with us right now, they're probably looking to get married, but nobody wants to say, I'm looking to get married.
I'm looking to get married. What's up? It's 2019.
Nah, he's joking.
What's your name, huh? Single ladies, what's up?
Drop your IG.
Yeah? At Abu Suave.
Abu Suave. What is that? Was that an A-B-U-S-U-A-V? A-B-U
underscore Suave.
You got to have that little thing above it. You know what I'm saying? That little, you know what I'm saying? It's Suave.
So short, you got to be four.
You know what I'm saying? Suave, a.k.a. the sex symbol. You know what I'm saying? Yo, but listen, I had a homie come up to me and he said, yo, my sister's trying to get married. Do you have any good brothers? Does that change the circumstance? Is that weird?
That is weird.
Because you have to filter out a lot of people.
Wait, FB, why is that weird?
I don't know. To me, it's like, I understand, yo, I need my, you know, my sister needs to get married and that's part of life. And that makes me happy. But at the same time, I don't want to make her seem that she's this object or like that I need to get away with.
No,
I value her so much that if somebody, she's so valuable that nobody can match. And if she's that valuable, everybody would want her. You feel me?
Wait. Why did your mind go there?
Well, let me tell you this. I'm telling you, my thought process is completely different.
What's going on?
No, me though, like, I'm never. Yo, if I have a sister, I do have sisters, alhamdulillah, they're all married. But if I have a younger sister and she's looking to get married, I'm not going to go around telling my guys, yo, do you have a brother for her to get married? I would honestly.
The question. Let me rephrase the question again, right? With her permission, of course. She is looking to get married.
So why won't you tell people?
She came up to the homie and said, yo, my G, I'm really trying to get married. I don't have any good brothers. Do you have any good brothers? And the homie goes, I don't. Is it cool if I go ahead and ask around? Go ahead. Boom. Does that make that weird?
But you're asking two different questions. Me asking for my sister or my sister asking for herself. You feel me?
Your sister. No. This is all. Go ahead.
I don't want to interrupt you, but I wouldn't ask for my sister and I don't want my sister to ask for me either. You feel me? Like either she goes about her thing to find a way to get married or I go about my thing to find a way to get married. That's my answer.
So you either do it independently.
No.
Yeah.
This conversation is 110% consensual, right? It's the person who is wanting to get married is 110% aware of the circumstance and is also enabling the people around them to go ahead and have these conversations. So in that circumstance, right? Is it weird?
I think in this sense that it's more of the whoever's asking is asking a trustworthy person. It's not like they're just asking a random person out on the street. You asking a good individual. Good people know good people. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So they're more likely to put you on good people. It's just simple math. So if
I know she's not attractive or he's not attractive, right? Then you got no good people.
that's a tough situation. That's a tough situation.
Hey, looks might not be their priority, you know? It depends.
Depends on the person then.
It depends on the person. But that's the stigma that we're actually talking about. Basically, Fouad, you were saying that you would have asked somebody to ask for you.
No, I wouldn't.
Because you would go and do your own thing, but
exactly.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
You better stop.
I would ask somebody to go actively look for somebody for me. I would if I'm interested in somebody, I would go and get to know them and then talk about marriage.
Maji, you ain't gotta do all that with your face though. All you gotta say is what you gotta say, dog. Like, you ain't gotta moonwalk us. Like, you know what I'm saying? But dog, like, I get it. But dog, yo, like, why are y'all getting so offended? Like, why y'all getting so tight?
I'm telling you, bro, because there's a stigma, bro.
Because it's a matter of pride,
bro. People have pride that they shouldn't have pride in this matter. If you're looking to get married, it's a good thing. It's a beneficial thing. You feel me? There shouldn't be this stigma. This like, I really don't want to tell people that I'm looking to get married. Like, I don't want to tell the homie. I don't want to tell the homie, yo, hey man, like I'm looking to get married. Do you know anybody? Or just keep a lookout for me. Cause you can't look at it. You can't look at everybody, bro. Better eyes for you. The more eyes, the more help. You feel me? So I think the huge topic in this discussion right now is that we just can't see that it's a huge stigma, bro. And people have false pride that they shouldn't have in this scenario. You shouldn't have pride right now.
So let me ask you a question.
There shouldn't be. I'm saying we should be comfortable to say, yo, I'm looking. My thing is we should be comfortable to say, yo, I'm looking to get married. Do you know anybody? And you shouldn't feel a way about it. There should be no shame in that or like you're desperate, thirsty from anybody. You feel me? Y'all get me?
We get you. But no, my question to you is,
okay,
are you going to advocate for a sister that your sister, let's say you have a sister that needs to get married.
Yeah.
Are you going to go to a man and tell him, yo, do you know any good brothers? I'm looking for a husband for my sister.
Let me rephrase that a second, right? Ain't nobody going to go to no random guy.
Yes.
Yeah. I know.
No, ways of doing it, yeah. Like you're gonna go to
a homie, people you trust,
a trustworthy, whether it's a family member or like a really good friend, and somebody that understands the value of the loved one that you are speaking on the behalf of. Right?
Facts.
So like it's gonna be somebody that understands that yo, and they're not gonna recommend your average, you know what I'm saying, Mo. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna recommend somebody for you, you know what I mean?
Check it, but then that question leads to another question, which is do people want it, like some people just don't want to get married. You know what
that's
I mean?
That's true. There's no, like, a lot of people.
No, I'm saying like people, like you be like, yo, like they don't even have the realization that they want to get married. You feel me? So like people just are not there yet. Spiritually, personally, financially, whatever the reason, there's just people are not there yet. You know what I mean? And that's another part which leads to another part of the discussion, which could be, yo, people are dating. People are, you know, are living a way that we shouldn't be doing. You feel me? So like it leads to a lot of other different
topics, tangents. You feel me? So,
it does stem off a lot of other topics and questions.
Yeah.
But do you think that marriage is for everybody? Like, do you think that everybody should get married?
Everybody should try to get married. Absolutely, bro.
Really?
It's the best decision I made in my life.
Speak on that.
Let's get it.
No, that's man, I don't know if it's for everybody. I think some people are not built for marriage because it's about character, it's about personality, it's about it's about growth, right?
Yeah.
And I think some people don't have the ability to say that, yo, like I'm able to make that transition in my life where now I'm ready for marriage, right? And you know, we're just talking about, you know, the East African, the diaspora community here, and that's where mostly all of us are from. But there's a lot of communities out there that marriage is not really that common, right? And especially when you look at divorce rates, when you look at you know, failed marriages,
it's high in
your community or in your neighborhoods or even in the family members, right? And you see that just kind of, it's like, man, I don't want to put myself in that situation.
So does that push you away from trying to get married?
Oh, 100%. If I grew up in a household where, and the household is like, yo, like I've seen a lot of divorce, or I've seen people and they're getting married, but it's not lasting. Then I'll be like, yo, I don't want to do this.
Okay. So you see the failure and that pushes you away from actively pursuing that.
100%. I think seeing the failure of others, we can learn from. And to me, honestly, I'm just like, yo, I can't do it. If I seen so many people fail at it, I'm stay away from it. But yeah, I think the conversation grows and keeps and continues to grow. We're gonna take a quick break and we'll be right back. And now we're back. Podcast. Appreciate y'all waiting. And honestly, we were just having a conversation about marriage and, you know, some of the stigmas in the community from the diaspora community. You know, brothers have put in their different inputs. And I actually want to hear from one of the brothers here. I've been wanting to hear this from him because he's kind of interesting. I'm not going to lie. Yo, tell me what you think, fam. You know who you are. Talk your shit.
My guy, listen. So, I think what was discussed is that some people are not really like built in for marriage.
Yeah. Right?
And I think that does have truth to it because I feel that a lot of people try to get married for happiness.
What?
No, what do you mean? Am I wrong? People do try to get married for happiness, right?
What else? What other reason is there?
Right?
What are we trying to get married for?
See, the point that I'm trying to make is this, right? That people, there's like this, you know, like. No, I was going to say something crazy, though. But I respect myself. Listen. No, of course not. But here's the thing, right? So there's this process, the search process, right? So I feel that the search for happiness in the search process distracts people from finding good partners.
Define.
Does that make sense? So there's a lot of people don't go through the search process correctly. Right. So I feel that a lot of people don't filter out the way that they need to be filtering out first. Right. So they kind of like, oh, I like this person. They're cute. They're they have this much money. That's it. That's the condition. Right. Some people have that. It works for some people. For a lot of people, it doesn't work. Right. One. Two, I think that, and this is just my personal opinion, is that there's three components that a lot of people do try to look for. There's the subconscious, right? Everybody has a subconscious list that they have in the back of their mind. Like, do they say hi to the waiter, right? Do they talk to their mom, right? Do they pay their bills on time, right? Do they swear? You know what I'm saying? Do they pray their prayers on time? So we have the subconscious shopping list that we try to check off from the person that we want to get married to, right? And then there's this other portion where we try to see if this person can understand the, how do I word this properly? Like, if they had like a similar, like if they have had like, I don't want to use the word pain or trauma or experiences. I don't know. There's like a, I don't know what the word to use.
Upbringing?
Not necessarily upbringing, but let's just say they have a lot of things that they went through in the past, right? And they're looking for somebody, not necessarily baggage, right? So it could be kind of like they've had some, like, so for example, they've had these things that were traumatic in their life, right? Or these certain things that they went through, right? And they want to either find somebody that went through the same type of things as they did, or somebody that is not willing to understand, but actually understand what they went through. And you know what I'm saying? And like knows how to like, you know, talk to them through that. Like, you know,
so
what I'm
how does
like,
that relate?
And like just be there, not necessarily empathy, it's just understanding, right? So I think that's also another component, right? And the third component that everybody looks for is this, like this dopamine feeling, right? That's like this, the thing that's in crack, right? Like the high that they get when they're with somebody and they want to see them and they want to talk to them all day and they want to be around them. And some people are like super, super clingy because they have an addictive personality and they're always hit up this person and we're like, oh damn, shorty hit me up like 8 times.
No, my nigga, that's called love, bro.
No, it's call it whatever you want. Call it whatever you want, right?
Okay.
That's the feeling, right? Whether you love somebody or you really like them or you admire them or you fear them, right? Whatever the case is, this thing kind of has this, like, right? Right? whatever you want to call it, whatever you want to call it and however you want to interpret it, right? There's this thing where it's just kind of like, I can't behave this way or I can't stop from behaving this way, right? And I feel that a lot of people fall into that. Like they're looking for that feeling more than the actual like tangibles that make somebody a good partner. You get what I'm saying? Like, yo, okay, like, you get what I'm saying? And I think because of that, and of course, you're dog, like we're human beings. Like, you know what I'm saying? We want things that make us feel good. You know what I'm saying? But after that honeymoon stage is over, that's what's real. And that's what's causing a lot of people to be in these like, you know, weird.
Okay, I get what your point that, first of all, I disagree with the fact that the happiness part, I think you should look for happiness, right? Because I agree that people look into this like romantic thing, like the romanticized version of marriage. And then they're like, yo, and then they don't do their homework to who their partner will be. And like you said, the tangible things, right? Like the things that will actually matter, right? In your relationship. And then, but another issue is the fact that, you know, especially from the guy part, right, is we're coming from like a dating background. So we're dating people and then we jump into a marriage, right? So we have there's no gap, bro. There's no bridge, right, between the two. And then, cause dating is different, mad different. There's no seriousness. There's no commitment.
What are you talking about though? Dating, isn't dating the bridge to marriage?
No.
Not all of us. I think some guys, I'm not gonna lie, and okay, I think some guys do look at dating just as it's dating. You
feel
me? And there's some guys that really come into dating saying that, yo, I'm trying to get to know you on a genuine level, who you are, I'm interested in getting married.
Yeah, like from the jump.
And they actually kind of just stick together.
Which is
like,
called courtship, by the way.
And I think, you know, to some degree, I don't, like, yeah, that's dating. and that kind of loses the flavor for gay marriage.
Okay.
To me.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know. If, I don't know if that's good preparation for marriage. Personally.
Let's come back. Mm. Let's come back to the question that I asked, though. Right. The thing, you know, what I talked about, right, is these, right. So the thing that goes into the preparation of getting married, right, happiness or whatever that case is, takes a large portion of that. Correct. Right. So, do you think that's truth? Do you disagree with that?
That there is some truth to that. Happiness should be a big part of the marriage. You're getting married to somebody to be happy, you know?
Absolutely.
You might be blinded by some of the other factors that you said, but the main thing is you're happy, you know? And I think the bridge to between dating and a marriage is a relationship. You date someone, you get to know them, then you get in a relationship, you get more serious, you find out that this person can make you happy and also is fits all your other components and list of things, and then you get married. That's when the serious talk comes. That's the brick.
The reason why I disagree with that is that you don't need marriage to have that.
Marriage to have what?
Happiness.
Is that what you're talking about?
You don't.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't have to be married. Right? So if you're seeking happiness in marriage, and you don't even know how to find it yourself and how to have that contentment for yourself, it's going to be very difficult to have, because not only are you going to get married to this person, right, but you're going to have these responsibilities, right? They're going to have bad days. You're going to have bad days. And you get what I'm saying? And then if you're like, oh my God, the only reason why I did this is to find happiness, and then now you're not happy, and you're going to be like, ah, oh, dog, your head's going to explode. Right?
I completely disagree.
Right?
Yeah.
No. So
there's a lot of happiness in marriage, even though you said that.
I never said that there isn't.
He's saying
No. If your intention is to get married for happiness, that's not a proper way to do it. Right?
No.
That's not
what
a
do you mean, bro? That's the
you
thing.
Get
you feel me? So
you can't. That doesn't say that. That doesn't mean that you can't.
Right? And a lot of my brothers here are Muslim, and the deen says
Muslim, okay.
We're all Muslim here. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
Do not try to frame me, though. Do not try to put me in a frame. Right? You're not gonna put me in a box. This is what I'm saying, and I want to be, and I want to make sure that I enunciate myself to you. You know what I'm saying? You, mashallah, brother. You know what I'm saying? Listen. All I'm saying is,
I love how we started messing each other up, and now we're at war.
Yeah,
but it's beautiful.
No, it's cool. The happiness of marriage, right? There is nothing like it.
True. Okay, I agree.
Right? Yeah. There is no, I'm never going to be a mother, my G. So I can't be like, damn, it's the same as the love that a mother has. I don't know. But the happiness of a marriage, my G, there's nothing that can touch that, in my opinion, dog. That's like the Mount Everest. It's just like, it's Joe, dog. It's the top. I can't even describe it. Right? What I'm saying is though, that if your intentions, right, is if you are looking for it, right, if you say, oh my God, this person makes me happy, and that's the thing that weighs you, that weighs the most in your filtration process, know that when it comes to marriage, there are other components that contribute to that happiness. Right? And the biggest thing is, are you okay with these other things? And if you are not, and you don't even know, or you're not even like exploring those things, you're setting yourself up for failure. Because yeah, there's gonna be a honeymoon stage. Yeah, you're gonna have moments. But this person, leaving the cap of a toothpaste, and that annoys you to the death, that could be grounds for divorce, my G. You don't wanna put yourself in that predicament. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. But
you gotta be realistic, though. You know, it's gonna be unhappiness in the marriage too.
Not see, I don't even believe in that either, to be honest.
But no, this is
I want to hear what Abu thinks.
Hold on. Before we go to Abu, I think what I'm trying to clarify is you said that one of the things that you said is before you get to marriage, you need to find happiness within yourself. Yes. And what I'm trying to say is not necessarily. I think some people actually live a miserable life, and once they get married, they feel happy because life is complete at that point, right? And what it is, it's a lot of blessings that happen in our deen, in our religion, that you get a lot of blessings from being married. Yes. And what I'm saying is some brothers that might be miserable that are listening to this and they're going through rough times. And if you make that step and get married during tough times, bro, you might actually feel happy in that marriage because your life is complete at that point. You might change, you might grow, you might go, it might go south too. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying is I wouldn't discourage anybody saying, oh, you got to find happiness first.
No, I agree. No, you're absolutely correct, right? What I am saying is this, right? Is that they're like, if you're sitting there thinking, yo, if I get married, I'm going to be happy, right? And that is your step number one. That is your primary objective, right? Right? Marriage is about other things too.
It is.
Right? Without a doubt, right? And those other things bring you an immense amount of happiness. You get what I'm saying? Okay. But if that is your step number one, because I'm not going to lie to you, G, marriage is work, bro. It's work. You're going to have to work at it, my G. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So like, if that's your number one step is, yo, I'm going to get married because it's going to bring me, if that's your intention, you know what I'm saying? My geez, every day is not going to be sunny. And as soon as you've noticed, you experience your first cloudy day, it's going to change your whole perception of it. That's all I'm trying to say.
I think what you're trying to say is for the people that are seeking happiness in that marriage, in that style, are the ones where they expect their spouse to bring that happiness. For example, when they come off work, their wife cooking for them, that brings them happiness. Where it's more like it's catered to them. That's a style of like, oh, since I have a wife and I come from work, she'll cook for me and that make me happy. You know what I'm saying? But in reality, it's more of a partnership where you're not looking for the act of someone making you happy by doing these certain things in a certain way for you all the time. Because in reality, marriage, in a real marriage, happiness will come from maybe you're going to clean the house for your wife because she's had a long day and you making it easier on her. That could bring you happiness. But when you come from the point of, oh, I'm going to sit back and she's going to do this for me and that's going to make me happy, then that's not real marriage. Of course, that's a setup for failure. We get that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I peep that. I hear you, bro. But let's bring it back. Let's bring it back to what we were like. Let's center the discussion, right? So right now, we mentioned that we disagreed and agreed that there's a stigma, right, for people looking to get married, right? So there's stigma there. Then we talked about that marriage. Fouad mentioned that marriage is not for everybody, right?
Mm-hmm, true.
And then now we're speaking about the fact, Winfrey, you mentioned the point that I really disagree on is like, yo, you shouldn't look to get, if you're looking for happiness
in
marriage or like,
It's your big beard.
Wait, I got you.
Nah, you didn't get me, dog. don't try to tell me that you understand me, G. You understand me, G.
Yeah, we put him in a box, bro. We put him in a box, man.
But don't try to put me in a frame, G.
I bodied that marriage.
Marriage is not your ticket to happiness if you ain't happy with your own life.
Nah,
you missed the
point.
I told you, no.
All y'all get Fs.
No, listen, is when you're looking for the other person to deliver happiness in a way that you think you're going to get it immediately. So it's like acts of service that the person has to do for you to bring you this exact happiness.
All y'all failed me.
No, I think I'm correct on this.
Nah. That does have a lot of truth in it. Yeah. But the point that I'm trying to say is this, right? Is that when you're looking for a partner, right? There's factors that make somebody a good teammate. There's factors that make somebody a good partner, a good husband, a good wife, right? There's intangibles like patience and mercy and you know what I'm saying, perseverance and somebody that can encourage you and yada, 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 I can go on, right? And there's tangible things like, yo, this person can pay the bills on time, right? This person doesn't have too many speeding tickets, so our insurance is going to be low, right? This person does not have, right? There's tangible things that people care about that, like, you know what I'm saying? This person does not have $500,000 in loans, so that if I marry this person, I'm not going to be in debt for the rest of my life. There's certain tangible factors that people look at.
I agree.
The point that a lot of people miss all of these things because they're not even looking for these things, right? They're just looking at, yo, can this person make me happy? And then once they enter their marriage, all of these realities become, they get faced with them, and then they're like, yo, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they miss it. So what I'm saying is that
because they're looking for acts of service,
right? Marriage.
Oh, you're married.
Facts.
You're married, right?
Facts. What I'm trying to tell you, dog,
you and me are married
right
now for this discussion.
Facts.
So let's talk about that. Let's talk about what, like, when you're looking for happiness, like, how can you find a medium between looking for happiness? Because we want to be happy in marriage, right? You want to be happy. So what's the tangible medium between I'm looking for some right stuff, and because I don't think we can both agree on the same thing. You know, it's not like mutually exclusive, bro. It's not like, yeah, you can only look for happiness or you cannot.
No.
You know what I mean? You can do both.
You can do both without a doubt. What I'm saying is, I'm not saying like don't be happy, don't look for it, right? Is that you have to be aware of the other factors that will attribute to your happiness at the end of the day.
Don't
make your soul thing.
My G, how many brothers we know that are just dirty, bro? No, like, they don't clean after themselves, right? They don't pick up after themselves. You know what I'm saying? They leave wet towels in the bathrooms and all that. You know what I'm saying? Right? And these things would attribute to your wife's happiness. Because if your wife comes home and she finds out that you keep leaving wet towels on the ground, my G, we all know a happy wife means a happy life.
Facts.
You get what I'm saying?
Oh, that's
so these things that she might not, you should have these conversations. And I should encourage you to talk about these things, and so that you find out that, okay, cool, like, I like my peanut butter in the fridge. Right, I like my peanut butter in the car.
I think that's too specific,
right?
Though.
No. Right. You don't have to you don't take me literally.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying? Like, there's other factors that attribute to like your everyday happiness, right? Certain things that you're gonna have to be patient about, right? And you yourself, if you're not content with that, hey, I'm gonna be working because I'm gonna have to make compromises, and I'm gonna have to, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be living with another person, and I have to understand that they're going to have bad days, just like how I'm going to have bad days, and we're going to work together to have this happy medium, right? If you have that understanding, right, then you're most likely to be successful in your marriage. But if you're looking at it to be happy, there will be moments where you're not going to be happy just because, like, you know what I'm saying?
Life.
That's life. That itself makes a lot of people flaky. You get me? So they enter a relationship and then they're like, damn, dog, she doesn't do XYZ, or she thinks, oh, he doesn't do XYZ, and yada, yada, yada. And they're just like, oh, like, you know what I'm saying? And then it's just like, oh, how do you work with it? And then the mom gets involved, and then somehow, somewhere, you end up finding yourself sleeping at a Motel 6. You get what I'm saying? It's tight. That's rough.
That's rough. You shouldn't get married in the first place if you're looking for somebody to just do all these things for you. You know, marriage can also be a compromise. You know, I'm not married, but I believe that after you get married, you're gonna have to compromise some things, you know, just to make things work.
And you, AI, I know you're good at cleaning and cooking and shit, right?
Mashallah, I do well. I do well. I take care of myself.
Drop your Instagram real quick, bro.
If we're talking about putting roles for people to do things, I disagree with you, FB. You know,
100%.
I cook, I clean, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I take care of myself. Yeah. And I'm willing to bring that into a marriage at some point.
But can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
So when you're looking for something, do you think your significant other will fulfill you?
Elaborate on that.
Will she fulfill you as a man?
Like,
marriage fulfill you as a person? We just asked that question.
Mm, that's deep. I mean, marriage is completing half my deen, you know?
Facts.
But at the same time, I do feel that I'm content with myself, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
That I'm full. But obviously, being married is gonna bring, is gonna complete half my deen. And to some extent, yeah, it will fulfill me.
Why? What do you think, Hamza?
Okay, I'm gonna say that. So there's a lot of disagreement when it comes to this stuff, right? People say that, a lot of people say, yo, this person, don't look for somebody to fulfill you. Don't look somebody to fill your happiness. And I agree with that, but at the same time, bro, like, you complete each other. You feel me? Like, I really believe, like, from a like spiritual standpoint, bro, like, our souls are like, we're meant to like come together, bro. In marriage, you become one person, bro.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know.
I'm married. I can tell you from my perspective.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'd love to hear it.
I believe we're one person, bro. Like, dead ass, bro. Yeah.
Right? Maybe you can be more. That was cute.
No, without a doubt, yo, don't get that twisted. Like, yo, I agree with that 100%. I do think that you guys kind of become whole, and you do become kind of like an individual, and you move as a unit. You start moving mad militant together and all that. Like, yo, it's crazy, but that's the truth. Like, I believe in that without a doubt, right? But
then what I'm saying, Winfrey, a lot of people, when they think about it, they're like, yo, I've heard a lot of talk. People be like, yo, don't let this person fulfill you. There's not a problem if you feel like somebody, like your soulmate or your significant other, fulfills you, bro. There's nothing wrong with that.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
But you also gotta be content with yourself before. You gotta feel like you're good by yourself, already, and then you're bringing something. Yeah, yeah. You're bringing something
to the table.
Yeah, and then you can feel whole. You can't just be empty and expect, you know. Mm,
and that's kind of going back to what Winfrey was saying earlier.
I like that.
Wow, thank you. You're the man, fam.
Okay.
I still believe that was correct.
You're not.
what he was saying
that you're not happy with yourself, not necessarily happy, but not fully content with yourself yet, right? And
here's another question: could you ever be fully content with yourself?
I don't know, and I think that kind of varies in time. I personally think there's going to be a time where you feel ready.
You could be content to the point where you can get married.
Yes, and that's what I say when you're ready, right? Mm-hmm. And you're content enough to feel like you're ready to get married. And like what Hamza was saying is being able to actually complete each other and be one.
That point only comes when you know that you're working towards something, though. That contentment stage is only when you know you are at work in progress, but you are continuing to get better. You can't just be, I'm content and not do anything about it. There's a difference in that mentality.
Okay, I hear you, but I'm saying, let's put down the red line in the sand or something like that.
The line in the sand.
Red line, sand. I'm like, bro, what the hell is this?
Oh, my guy got bars, bro.
And he's also wearing a red hat.
Oh my god, no, I'm not actually. Tan hat. But listen, what I would say though is like there should be a basis, right? Let's just put something down, like a hard thing down, that like, could you not be, like you said, is marriage for everybody? It comes back to that question.
Yeah.
Can you be by yourself just forever?
That's
are you meant to be with somebody?
That would be so whack.
Here's the thing.
Let's just talk about that, bro. You're getting all philosophical and shit, bro. It doesn't make any sense.
We just talked about that for the last 10 minutes.
Where you been at?
Yo, H.
I was here. So this is not a valid question?
No, it's not.
How not? Because you said you have to be content with yourself until the point of marriage, right? So you're talking about this contentment.
Of course you're going to be ready, but if I say some people are not ready for marriage, or some people, as marriage is not for everybody, that means that there's going to be individuals that don't end up getting married, and they're fine with that, and they're content.
It's not a sin. It's not a sin. It's not a sin if you don't get married. You get what I'm saying? You can.
It's not a sin, but it's a sunnah. It's highly recommended.
Without a doubt, without a doubt, without a doubt. But some people just don't want to, you know, they don't want to get married, or they don't have anybody around them that's suitable, but, and they're still content with who they are, right? Some people, they get married for a year, their spouse dies, and then they don't never remarry. Like, yo, like either or,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But throughout this whole conversation, we talked about the taboo-ness of putting yourself out there. Right? And is that a good thing? Yep. Is that a bad thing? Is that weird? Is that not weird? And then we kind of transition to having the conversation of, you know, is everybody meant for marriage? And then we talked about this idea of happiness or contentment that must be found within yourself before you actually go follow that process. And is that an expectation to have while, you know what I'm saying, before you get married, like, I expect to be happy, or like, I, you know what I'm saying, or you look for that, or you, that's kind of like the most important factor, you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then we also, and then we moved on to having this conversation of just like, you know, like, do you need contentment to get married? Do you not need contentment to get married? And is contentment itself good enough to not get married, right? Those are the conversations mm-hmm. that we had today. But the most important thing that I want to tell all you brothers is that at the end of the day, I'm right. You know what I'm saying? One, two. No, I'm just kidding. But we want to hear
you. You are on the other side of the line, but you and Hamza are. And I really appreciate you guys putting that input out there.
No, without a doubt.
I think we can learn a lot from you guys.
But ultimately, we would like to know what you guys think. Let us know what you guys think. Do you guys agree? Do you guys disagree? Is contentment like a big thing, or are there other factors that play into it? And yo, if somebody hollers at you, asks you if you know somebody that's trying to get married, is that goofy? Is that fufu? Is
just
that,
recommend a bourgeois van you go. That's the best. All
right, yo, my man, hard marketing, fam. I love it.
Exactly. Are you guys, yo, we're on Twitter.
Every single guy, man. Drop your ads too, man. Drop your ads.
We need a few potentials for a bourgeois van.
Yeah, this is not many. If y'all want to get married, don't use spilt milk and all that. Go ahead and go on these other marriage platforms, my G. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the brothers and the sisters that started those joints. You know what I'm saying? But thank
love
you guys.
Love.
Yeah, and just remember that, yo, we're Spilt Milk, SPILT, Milk Podcast. We could be found on Google. We could be found on iTunes. We could be found on Spotify. We're on 9 platforms, you know what I'm saying? You can find us on IG, and we are also on Twitter. You get what I'm saying? Once again, I would like to salute everybody that donated and all the love that we've gotten so far. And
in the wise words of my brother Black, love is love.
Love is always love. You know what I'm saying?
Peace and prosperity. Assalamu alaikum.